WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
By the way, you got to work on your Stallone. We need a lower register.
Sports Talk Saturday.
That was incredible, Stallone. I've been doing that since I was a kid. You can't touch it.
Ooh. There's
food in your mouth.
There's food in your mouth.
Adrian. On WGR.
That's disgusting.
Sports Radio 550.
Ooh.
Welcome in, Hour 2, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, we're here with you until 2 o'clock. By the way, your programming note for your weekend. There's no Bills.
No.
Enjoy your bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time.
Decompress. Don't let yourself get stressed. Fantasy might do it to you,
don't
though.
Don't be Zach and willfully watch the Patriots and the Dolphins.
No.
Like, you don't have to put yourself through bad football, because most of the 1 o'clock hour on Sunday is bad football.
Just look at the box score. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, just box score follow. Like, do it casually. I know, like, here, like, on a non-Bills game day, like, the Infinity Sports Network, they'll just go around the league with all these things. Mm-hmm. They'll call a reporter that's, you know, hey, this guy is over here. Mm-hmm. What's the score? It's an interesting little thing.
Yeah.
I tend to enjoy it, actually, because, like, I don't have to watch any of these games, but I get red zone for my ears while I'm up and down on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time. Do what you want to do. Or do watch football. I'm not the boss of you.
No.
But here's the good news. You don't have any emotional investment into it because it's a lot easier this weekend.
Unless you're like clinching the punishment in like a fantasy football league, though. Then you have some emotional investment.
Yeah, I mean, if you get that, I'll say it. If you get that invested in your fantasy football team, I'm not going to say, quite frankly, seek help. But also, at the same time, calm down.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's just fantasy football, man. Mm-hmm. It's not that deep. It's okay.
That's my favorite thing to say.
It's not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Like, it's
a puddle.
It's the kiddie pool. It's not that deep.
Mm-hmm. I did want to run this by you.
Let's see what you got.
So, Hall of Fame, right?
Right.
Inductions.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna get a little complicated, I think, over the next few years. With Drew Brees, right? With the talent you have going in, first ballot-wise?
Drew Brees probably isn't that big of a question.
No, I know that. Uh-huh. I'm just example-wise, right? Like, Tom Brady will be going in soon. You have Eli Manning's up for it right now. But is he a first ballot Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
So, like, that's where the Hall of Fame can get interesting. Looking at now, I guess, currently, you have, in our era right now, Mahomes. Going to be a Hall of Famer. He's a 2-time Super Bowl champion.
It's a shoe.
Multiple times. Yeah. Lamar Jackson, 2-time MVP.
Mm-hmm.
If he makes the Super Bowl and wins one at any point in his career, I think he has the hardware now to be considered a Hall of Famer, right? With what he does, with the 2-time MVP and how many Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, though,
has none of the accolades.
Has none of the hardware. It's just, he's playing towards this right now. Oh, he's working his way to that. Yeah, he, you know, passed O.J. Simpson, whatever, right? For mm-hmm. Bills records. He doesn't have an MVP. And I hate to pull this out as a stat, but they use it as a stat. He's got 2 Pro Bowls he's been a part of, even though he declined the other ones.
Yes.
So they're going to use the 2 Pro Bowls, though. That's how they,
It's a measurement, unfortunately.
It's unfortunately a measurement, which I don't think it should be.
In the past, it meant more, though. And I think writers will be able to check that.
Yes.
Your all-pro votes are going to be more of the concern.
Right. But if Allen, who's currently the MVP favorite, right now, if he goes this season, he doesn't win MVP, doesn't make the Super Bowl, I don't think he's a shoe-in as a first ballot Hall of Famer yet. If he wins the MVP and wins the Super Bowl, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'm not worrying about first ballot at that point. You need to have some form of hardware to even be considered
in general. Yeah.
Because ready?
Lamar Mahomes, you put there right now.
Is Philip Rivers going to ever get in the Hall of Fame?
No. No, he's not. You have all-time talents that don't make the Hall of Fame because they just don't have the hardware. They don't have the accolades.
The first one I think of on that is Steve McNair.
Yes, exactly.
McNair won an MVP.
Yes.
But he also made a Super Bowl. He lost it. And he was a great quarterback who just did not have the hardware.
You have to take home the trophy at the end of the season. Like, that's... Unfortunately, that's the bar.
He fell 1 yard short.
Yeah. Jim Kelly, a little different story. They won the AFC 4 years in a row and went to 4 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, there's numbers to it.
There's numbers to that. And you were the team in the AFC for a half decade.
Yes.
They also revolutionized
the no huddle offense.
So,
but Allen has to get the hardware and the accolades.
Correct. I do think though there's this interesting dynamic about wins being a quarterback stat, which it's not.
It shouldn't be, but they use it as
one. They use it.
Mm-hmm.
But Allen has a lot of those.
He has a lot of wins.
And he has a lot of passing stats. He is also going to become the franchise leader all time in any passing accolade.
Right.
He might become the rushing touchdown leader at this point.
He probably will be. Who knows? So, I mean, like, I'm not writing that off by any means. There's probably very, very easy odds on that saying he will.
Yes. Like, I feel like it would be assumptive at this point, but hey, it probably happens.
Right. But does that, without the accolades at the end of the season, the big league-wide accolades, yeah, team-wide for sure, does that get you into the Hall of Fame at all?
I don't know. And the weird, I think it's
a weird conversation. I had this with someone yesterday.
I don't want to say it's too soon of a conversation because, like, you still need to be able to enjoy it in the moment.
Right. He's in year seven. He's been nothing but fantastic for the Bills after he really caught fire.
At minimum, you should be hoping for another 4 years of this kind of production.
Mm-hmm.
At minimum.
And then an adjustment to maybe grace his aging body. Unfortunately, we all have to look at that, but.
Yes. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The thing is that
it's just getting competitive for the Hall of Fame, you know?
I've managed to help myself a little bit with this team
mm-hmm.
and appreciate what's going on.
Stay in the moment.
Staying in the moment, to say the least. And the appreciation comes from Josh Allen is something that we have not seen in this area. And especially with the media landscape in this day and age, he's on the front of the billboards, or he's on the billboards. He is a marketing tool.
Oh yeah,
for the entire National Football League. It's here in Buffalo. There are kids that know the Bills is only good.
Yeah, which is outrageous to think about, because they were once so bad.
They were once so bad.
Incredibly bad.
But now there's an entire generation of kids that they see the Bills and they think Josh Allen. They see the Bills and they think good football team. That they see
Super Bowl contender.
They're one of my favorites because mm-hmm. they look fun.
Yeah.
Because we got to think like a kid in this sense. Of
right.
Like,
I like their colors, red, white, and blue.
I don't think that kids are going
Super Bowl contender. They're juggernauts.
Yeah. I don't think kids are saying they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't think kids are saying they got to get over that hump, but if they do, look out. But that's also something.
Mm-hmm.
If they get over the hump, look out.
Yeah.
If they get over the divisional round, there might be a problem here.
Right. Little follow-up question for you quick. Anyone else in this era currently, without the rookies, like a Burrow, a Herbert, or any of those guys you see as a Hall of Famer at this point? I had to think about this for a second. Because they're in the same boat. Yeah, Joe Burrow made a Super Bowl, but he lost it.
And that's all he's got right now.
Yeah.
And thanks to his defense, that's all he's going to get.
Yeah. Terrible starts to the season are his forte as well.
They're that team's calling card.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is that we need to let the rest of the careers play out, because outside of those three,
mm-hmm.
Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson.
And Allen's on the fringe. He's not even a sure thing.
But the thing is that it's those three.
Mm-hmm.
They are currently the three best quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot argue that. You can argue their order until you are all blue in the face. Keep me out of it. Go talk to a wall.
Right.
Because I don't care to... I don't
the
care
order
right
of
now.
Them is irrelevant.
I
it's
don't care
ridiculous.
To, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't care to order them.
You can't just sit there and respect Rank the talent them. Between they are the top three quarterbacks in
they
the
are,
NFL.
They are the tier above everyone else.
Yeah.
And that is something that, like, that's the thing.
Because
this has been happening all year now with, like, Chiefs fans, Ravens fans, and Bills fans.
Well, suddenly the stats matter, by the way, for MVP with Ravens fans.
Even though
he had a Tyrod Taylor stat line last year.
The problem is that they should be allowed to be right about that.
They should.
But the writers screwed it up last year.
They did.
The voters screwed it up last year. The voters screwed it up so badly last year that a comeback player of the year happened to be for someone
who survived the New York Jets.
Yeah, that was just like he was good enough to take a stacked Cleveland team and actually help them win.
It was, and it is a stacked Cleveland team.
Because guess what's winning again? Cleveland without Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, famous Jameis.
Jameis Winston is winning football games for them. How great was that comeback player of the year award for Joe Flacco? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, look at he got benched for Anthony Richardson.
Eye rolling so hard that it gives me a migraine.
Yeah.
And like the thing is that Lamar Jackson and Baltimore fans, like, they should be right. The stats should matter here. He is lighting up the league. That should be relevant. But last year, it became a logistical fallacy that was argued by Bills fans and ignored. And the Bills came back and grabbed something of the two seed. If that's not valuable, I don't know what the heck is. The writers and voters last year, they screwed it up. They really did.
They set a precedent now, too, by screwing it up, that they have to kind of stick to what they did.
Yes.
Like that, they backed themselves into a corner.
But also, ready? Baltimore fans might get salty about this, and I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
There could be voter fatigue on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. There's fatigue around anything that's been...
Josh Allen is different.
Yes.
That is why he could be the betting favorite right now, is because with Mahomes and with Jackson, there is this, we've already given it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really need to do it again?
Right.
When someone's playing just as good a football.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, his stats aren't the exact same as Lamar's, but Allen's doing a lot more with less. That's all I'm saying.
They're still good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
And that's not a slight to anybody on the Bills. He doesn't have Derrick Henry to help him march down the field. He doesn't,
I'm not going to, people that say, it should write him off because
It should write him off. I mean, I'm not discounting his quarterback ability, but still, Allen's doing a lot more with less.
But how much less is it really, though? Look at Baltimore's receiving core.
Zay Flowers.
Okay.
Trying to think of the others.
Exactly.
I know there are other ones. I just don't know their names off whip.
But that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you already have to think longer and harder about it is, in itself, allowing that argument to die.
Yeah.
Because I could tell you that the trio of Amari Cooper, Keon Coleman, and Khalil Shakir is a stronger wide receiver group than what Baltimore is bringing you on a weekly basis.
Josh Johnson, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman.
I don't need to hear the argument that Josh Allen's doing more with less. That's a fallacy. He's got Derrick Henry, but Mark Andrews isn't the same that he was.
No.
Isaiah Likely is a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who also has two tight ends?
Yeah, Allen.
Kincaid and Knox.
Mm-hmm. Pre-Amari Cooper, that argument would have been somewhat outstanding.
Except the problem was he wasn't producing without Cooper showing up.
Right, exactly. So then that kind of turned him on.
Yes. So this more with less thing, I can't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. That's the thing. Everyone looks at the rushing stats of Derrick Henry and goes, oh, that's why it's helping.
James Cook runs down the field too.
The Bills have a great running game.
Ray Davis, Ty Johnson.
You could pick your Bills running back that day.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great offensive line. But again, it's just this, I need to be proven right thing. And it's like, listen, y'all, learn how to talk smack proper and learn how to accept talk smack.
I can't do it.
Learn how to accept, oh dear God.
it happened.
No, we're good.
We're good.
Still there?
Yeah, I don't know. But
oh,
we're good.
Man, that's bad.
We're good.
The tape's there on this side. I think you ripped it off.
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Yesterday.
We're okay.
Oh, that bass is going to be the death of us. Oh, boy. So, my big thing is this. With the MVP thing, I'm not worried about talking about that because everyone has a fair argument right now.
There's also a ton of games left in the season before they declare that.
There's also 7 weeks left.
Allen was the betting favorite, if you don't remember, they played Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then he was not the betting favorite.
He's not anymore.
So, things can ebb and flow throughout a season.
Yeah,
the
ebbs and flows of the National Football League season are supposed to be documented.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's the thing. I do love what Lamar Jackson is doing this year. The stats really do back it up. He is putting up that kind of season.
He is. This is through the air. This is an MVP-worthy season for him.
It is.
Last season is the questionable one where, like you said, the writers kind of backed themselves into a corner with the precedent they set.
And the thing is that whatever decision they make, someone's going to scream about it, and that's fair.
Right.
That's the problem, is that it is fair.
It's not an outlandish take to have if he wins MVP that it was...
It was caused by last year's nonsense.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's a lot of merit to that.
Mm-hmm. That's a meritable argument.
But again, with the MVP race, it really does come down to we don't know what they're going to decide.
No.
But it's okay. You guys don't need to
Well, you notice how
you don't need to go so hard on it.
No. I mean, every national media outlet this past week. Oh, Josh Allen is clear-cut MVP right now.
Well, that's
he throws another interception. He's like he's going to drop odds, and they're going to be like, "Oh, he's turnover prone."
But that's the take-based nature of the business that I hate.
Yeah,
it's I have to sound boisterous about it. No, you don't. And that's something that, like, again, learn how to talk smack. Learn how to listen to the smack talk.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to accept it. Lamar Jackson is having statistically a much better season.
Yeah,
but it's not like his wide receivers. Any of them are on the talent level of Amari Cooper,
mm-mm.
who was just added.
Right. And Allen, with that wide receiver core that was on par.
The wide receivers have all benefited from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
Josh Allen, his yards per game, has benefited from that.
Quite a bit. And you saw, without Amari Cooper, they struggled.
So please, save it with this doing more with less narrative, because it's not true. James Cook has 10 rushing touchdowns this year, by the way.
Mm-hmm. He had one last year, didn't he? I want to say he had one rushing touchdown last year.
It wasn't a lot.
No. I think it was one.
I'm going to confirm that for you. Give me a second. Two.
Two. Two rushing touchdowns.
He had two rushing touchdowns last year. He had four receiving, but still.
Yeah. On the ground, he's a lot more effective this
season. He had six total touchdowns last year. He has 10 rushing this year.
Mm-hmm.
And one through the air. Pretty cool one against Miami.
Yeah.
But again... The thing is, the Bills are a more complete team this year. And so are the Ravens. Because they're rushing the ball with Derrick Henry, not Lamar Jackson.
Right. And
Lamar Jackson has three rushing touchdowns this year.
Mm-hmm. But he also scrambles like crazy now because it's not scripted. That's what you see with him and Allen. The scripted quarterback runs never work out as well as them just audibling and going on their
Are you ready for something interesting and fun?
What? What's interesting and fun?
Lamar Jackson only has 500 yards rushing this year.
Really? How much does Allen have?
316.
Lamar only has 500, you said?
It's like 500 and change, but yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to confirm it one more time here for you.
Lamar Jackson.
584. So almost 600. Still. Oh, and he only has two rushing touchdowns this year. Allen has five.
Right.
So it's not like Lamar Jackson is doing his usual shtick of both things at once.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you agree... On the, you know, Allen's touchdown run was called play of the year. Does that pull eyes for the MVP award, you think? Like in the circumstances, is that where writers are going to look, kind of? Because Allen on a 4th and 2, 26 yards to ice the game.
Chris Long said something about this on a podcast that made a lot of sense.
I always enjoy him.
He's a good listen.
Yeah.
So Chris Long said, the former Eagle, Long said basically... I know it's not the same thing, but not quite what I'd call MVP moment because like that's like a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
But in college football, it's called a Heisman moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that was. That is a play you could put on the tape and go, that is an MVP moment. That is an MVP caliber play.
Yeah.
That is a Heisman moment.
Right. A clear passing play. He just decides, nope, I'm going to hold on to this and... Ice the game.
It's not even I'm going to ice the game. I'm going to take it away from them.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what he did.
You're going to go up by 9 points out of reach. If Tyler Bass makes the extra point.
Lamar Jackson has that play too.
Yeah.
Against Cincinnati.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Because play of the year for Allen.
He ends up dropping the ball, but then he scrambles like 20 yards into the backfield, throws a dot against Cincinnati, and they win that game.
Right.
It wasn't a game-winning play, but that's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he doesn't get that, they're done. They lose to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're looking into a dangerous spot of, do you possibly become the 6 or 7 seed?
Right.
Like, that's the thing.
I feel like for every moment. Yeah, every moment Allen has, this year, I think Lamar has a comparable one.
Obviously, this year Mahomes doesn't have that moment.
No.
But.
Not yet, at least. He might still put a couple together. He's Patrick Mahomes. You can't rule that out.
Jared Goff had that kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had a perfect quarterback rating. He also had a game where he threw 5 picks.
Yeah, right. Nathan Peterman out
Everyone
there.
Has had a down moment this year. That's the fun of the MVP race.
Right.
Is we don't know.
Saquon Barkley's even in the MVP
but
race.
But also, ready? Let the arguments be there because there's a plus and a minus for every single one of these guys this year.
It's honestly a good running for them this year.
And the thing is that there's going to be some fan bases that get all in their feels and get butthurt over the fact that their guy wasn't picked. And it's like, enough is enough. It's not the end-all, be-all.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, what should you really care about? as a fan. Like, yeah, of course you want the awards. Like, you want it all. But you're not going to get it all. This isn't...
It's not your Madden franchise on easy mode where you're going to just throw for 500 yards a game and go crazy.
It's not what ultimately was the 18-1 Patriots. Because guess what? They didn't even get it all.
No. They did not.
They didn't get it all. That's how the real
world operates.
The
only team that's ever gotten it all is Miami in 1972, unfortunately.
But who was the MVP that year?
I don't even know.
Exactly. If it's one of them, guess what? Then, yeah, I guess you got it all.
Let's see.
Go ahead and do that. You look that up. I'll go to Ray here in Clarence as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Ray, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Good afternoon.
Hi, gentlemen. A comment and a couple of questions.
Sure.
How interesting it would be, you know, if the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills met in the Super Bowl, you know, with the Ralph Wilson link and with both franchise having no Super Bowl success, which means somebody's got to win it. And it's like, I've been thinking about that as the Lions and the Bills have been on the uprise. But two questions. One, do you think Josh Allen is on the level of Matthew Stafford? Do you think Stafford would be going into the Hall of Fame? And then kind of, I never wanted to ask this on a day before a game or after, because, you know, I have to talk about the Bills' direct results, but what do you guys know? I know you don't cover them on the beat, but what do you know about, like, the Bills' game day agenda? Like, for instance, on a home game, what time do they need to be at the stadium? What time, I don't like things like that on a game day or when they're the away team. I always wonder, we always just see them on TV, but I wondered, like, what are some of the rules that they have to abide by? If you may know any of this, it's just, you know, an off topic question that I think about. You know, if you may know, if you can pass it on, that'd be great.
Ray, that's a fun question, and quite honestly, I'll say this: call Sal on Monday.
Yeah, on the extra point.
Yeah, like Sal will have a very good idea of what that is, whether he's at liberty to say what the plan, like what their plans are. I don't know if that, like, if NFL rules restrict that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if Sal will actually be in on Monday.
It's
Thanksgiving week. He might not be.
Also in California.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So call Sal in a couple weeks or anytime he's on.
Yes.
Ray, because he will have that answer probably. I don't know if he's at liberty to be allowed to say it, though.
Right. Because he'll probably give generalities of what happens, but he's not going to be able to go into detail
But personally, we have no idea.
No.
But
we're here. We're here at, like, early in the morning until evening.
Yes, I'm here at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's... I have no idea what they're doing.
Our game day experience is a lot different, like, running the broadcast stuff than...
Even Nate and Jeremy and Joe, like, they're down at the stadium for home games. I'm not. I'm sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally in this seat, in this chair.
Right.
So, but your other question there, Ray, of mentioning Bills Lions and then Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm. Bills Lions would be great.
I want to talk to Matthew Stafford angle and then go to break and then talk about the
Bills Lions. Yeah.
The Matthew Stafford one's a pretty good comparable right now.
It is.
That's one that you have to ask about.
Is he going to be in the Hall of Fame?
He has a Super Bowl win now. He was one of the better passers statistically.
Mm-hmm.
You look at his overall career numbers, they should be worthy.
And he's got tape of big plays, both in Detroit and for LA.
And then also you look at it and go, most of his career was dogged by the Detroit franchise.
Yep.
He goes, immediately moves on and wins a Super Bowl. Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some merit to that, I do believe. Ray, I appreciate the call. As for Bills Lions, I'll go to break with this teaser. I hate that, and I'll give you the reasons why coming up next.
Josh Allen is the most effective running quarterback ever. He just is. Josh Allen's scrambles are more effective and more debilitating in crucial moments than any quarterback running play ever. And he won the game with it. He picked up multiple critical third downs with it. Another reason that they were so effective in this game on third and long was because the Chiefs were betwixt and between of, do we have to change our rushing attack because of Josh's legs?
You know it's a weird season when Nick Wright is saying positive things about the Buffalo Bills and not dismissing it.
Right. He's not wrong by any means, though.
That's the thing. When Nick Wright, even the TV personality Nick Wright, is saying it.
mm-hmm.
you know it's different.
Well, because if you listen to him on his podcast, it's nothing like
he's a different person. He's a lot
first things first. Yeah,
he's a much more fascinating listen.
He's chalking everything up for playing for the TV. That's all that is.
Yes, and that's the downside of television media.
It's the whole debate format that Fox and started with Skip and Stephen A. That whole thing, right?
Yep,
really just kicked off this whole era.
ESPN started that, but
mm-hmm. ESPN did.
Yeah, I'm gonna blame the right
organization.
I'm gonna blame the start of it on the right people. But yeah, no, then Fox didn't make anything better, because that's the thing is like
they kept it going.
All these national shows want to do is just keep going, chasing that high of getting you rage clicks, and it's working. And like we need to be better with that as a consuming public.
As a society.
As a society. We need to be better with that.
Yeah.
But that's the part of, again, learn how to talk trash better. Learn how to take it. That's the other part. Like, Chiefs fans really forgot what it's like to deal with trash talk.
Yeah.
After losing one football game.
Right.
You see takes of like, oh, they weren't even trying. It's like, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Come on. Like, you want to tell me that they tanked a game when now they can actually lose the number one seed? You're not serious. Go home.
That's called...
I hate that I had to see that, because that someone is paying for Twitter for me to see that kind of goofy take.
Yep. Cope. That's all I have to say.
I hate that as an argument.
I know.
But even I'm almost at that. It's like... Yeah. I'm like, come on. Like,
I saw a post, and it was the...
That's called You Don't Know Ball.
Yeah.
And you paid someone to make everyone have to see your terrible thoughts.
Right. But I did see a post of like,
and we are worse off as a society because of it.
The Chiefs didn't get the calls. Someone said that.
That
and then
was
they showed a face mask for the Bills or holding for the Bills. I'm like, okay, Ty Johnson face mask. Okay. Yeah. Like there were plenty that didn't go either way. They were letting them play. Like
the thing
there's
is
no
that,
excuse.
No, ready? It's as simple as this. This is why I don't blame the refs for when the Buffalo Bills lose a football game. The refs are terrible every week.
Right. That catch that wasn't a catch, guess what? Ball doesn't lie. Because it should have been third and 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get up to about third and 5. Guess what? Sets them back to about fourth and 14. So,
yeah,
ball doesn't lie. Got them right back to where they needed to be.
But the thing is this. Referees have a problem. They're not good. Mm-hmm. And it is a problem throughout the sports. All of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make it about them. And I don't pay... And I don't spend my time watching them. So, like, that's why I will never, ever blame the referees when the Bills lose.
No.
The referees are just their cheeks all the time. It is unfortunately a consistent setting in football and in all of sports.
Yeah, all of sports, yeah. Angel Hernandez ring a bell before he retired.
Yeah. So, make them full-time so that they actually have to answer for their crimes.
Make them go to a post-game press conference for referees only.
Make them answer for their crimes.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously. That's all you have
to
do.
Could you imagine televising a referee post-game review and like the media can just ask them anything about any bad call?
Yes.
Well,
they have to answer for it?
The thing is they can, and there are media pools for them. I say they need to be in front of the cameras.
We need to infiltrate that and get a camera or microphone in there and see what happens.
Yes. Hire me to be your referee reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I will make sure that the NFL bans me for being too hard on them. And then I will get back in front of this microphone and keep doing it.
Yes.
Because they need to answer for their crimes against sports.
They do. Bills Lions?
Oh, yes. Ray had called and had a couple of good points, but then brought up a potential Super Bowl matchup of Bills and Lions. And I went to break saying, I hate that, and here's why.
Mm-hmm. And I said I like it.
You said you like it. And
on the surface, I do, but I understand.
On the surface level, it's easy to like. It's two of the top teams in the National Football League, and we'll get a preview of that in a couple weeks, by the way.
Yeah. It's them or Washington.
I hate the idea of it for one reason and one reason only. The pain.
For either fan base.
Of either fan base. Having to see the other one win their first Super Bowl against a team looking to win their first Super Bowl.
It's just not good all around. They're like the Bills of the NFC.
Ready?
Like, you can't
do that.
The
Bengals had that pain against the Rams, except the Rams had
won one in the past. Mm-hmm. But the thing was, the Bengals had their chance to win their first Super Bowl, and they didn't.
Dangled in front of them, and they couldn't do it.
And they couldn't do it. Now, if that happens to the Bills, A, you go 0-5. You are not recovering from that.
No. That is a stat that will stay with you for a long time.
Like, the fan base will have to hold that L for a long time. Because the only answer at that point is you have to go ahead and win the dang thing yourself. That's why I hate it. Like, if it happens to, like, say, Philadelphia or, like, even Green Bay. Green Bay, it would be, you're the better team and you lost. What the heck? But I could at least accept, you know, a team with a proud history, blah, blah, blah. It's harder for me to stomach if it's the Lions because of the fact that, like,
yeah,
that's their first. It could have been us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feeling it on the other side.
Bills fans know the feeling. Lions fans know the feeling. Or Lions, No, they haven't.
They've never appeared in one.
Yeah.
So that's another wrinkle to it. Is,
oh, geez.
Oh, you get there right away and you win one. Meanwhile, I have to sit here at 0-5.
Yeah.
When's my time?
Or
the only one that's scarier than the Lions is the Vikings.
Yeah. Sam Darnold.
Because Minnesota's also 0-4.
Yeah. Just not in a row.
Exactly. That is what truly terrifies me. From a football standpoint, it's a great matchup. Love to be able to break down any of it. From an opponent and how scary they are standpoint, I shouldn't worry about it at that point because whoever you're facing is going to be a good team. They will have made it to the Super Bowl. You can't be a bad team and make it there.
And that's the thing. I mean, we talked about Bruce Almighty earlier when he grants that the Sabres win the Stanley Cup and the city burns down.
Do I think that that would happen?
If the Bills won the Super Bowl or they lost?
I decline to comment.
Yeah. We wouldn't know until it happens.
I would hope we're better than that.
Mm-hmm. One would hope.
But that's all I'm going to say about that. That's it. But when it comes to quality of opponent, I shouldn't worry about quality of opponent. The AFC is a battering ram this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a battering ram.
It's tough.
The NFC has looked better than years past, though.
I said this with Zach. There are really only two playoff spots right now written in pencil. The AFC Wild Card 3 and the NFC West title.
That's it.
Everything else is in pen.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's going to be in there. Green Bay's going to be in there. Minnesota's going to be in there. There's your wild cards.
Then you have the Lions at the top.
The Falcons are written in erasable pen.
I love those as a kid. It was just like a mind.
Because you're still not sure.
Yeah.
But then after that, in the AFC, what is there to decide? Wild card 3. Chiefs, lock. Bills, lock. Steelers, lock. Texans, lock.
Ravens, lock.
Ravens, lock. Chargers, lock.
Lock. Broncos, that's the only one that could really fluctuate, I feel like.
Because Indy is one game behind.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Even Indy going that the distance there is questionable.
But that's it.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is. It's like the good and bad this year, it's so weird how it's so defined. Because then there's also five teams with two wins or less. Or mm-hmm. two or at two wins.
Yep.
I should say. No one's at less, thank goodness. But like five teams are at two wins in week 11. We'll come back, wrap up hour number two, and then hour three. Joe and I are gonna revisit something that we did to start the year.
Yes.
And see where we went wrong. So come laugh at us in our early predictions, as they'll be up on the other side as well here on WGR. We keep going along here.
Merrily we roll along.
Hour number two about to be in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly on a Sports Talk Saturday here with you. Sabres and Sharks tonight, by the way. 8 o'clock face-off.
Mm-hmm. A little earlier.
Steve Foley Law pregame show, 7 p.m. with Brian Koziel, Paul Hamilton, as they get you ready for a Sabres team that's now finally over 500. And I wish we had more time.
I know.
Because I would love to talk more about it. But we have work to do.
We do.
We do have work to do.
And one of those things to do is get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Eric. Eric, welcome to a Sports Talk Saturday bi-week edition. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How about you guys?
Oh, we're kicking it. We're feeling great here today.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, I was listening to your Detroit Buffalo scenario. For the last few years, I guess my dream matchup and scary matchup would be Minnesota. You got two teams that are 0-4 in the Super Bowl meeting head-to-head, and both teams could logically do it this year and get there. Mm-hmm. Boy,
yeah.
Talk about a sad fan base. Whoever loses that one.
Right.
So that was my thought, was the Minnesota one. The other one that would be a tough one would be Philadelphia. Just because then the storyline would be, if we lost that, well, we lost every single team in that division now in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Eric, thank you for two fear bunkers there. I mean, I brought up Minnesota in the last segment, mm-hmm. you know, why I think that would be a thing. And then I had mentioned I was okay with Philadelphia. Eric just put that one in the nope column.
Yeah, because I didn't even think back to the 90s. I mean, the thing is, though.
But he's right. Like, we lost to the Cowboys. We've lost to the Giants. We've lost to the Redskins.
Yes. The fear of these, though, is not fear of playing the teams. I think all of these games would be phenomenal.
It's
like Bills-Lions. I would love to see that as a Super Bowl matchup. Bills-Vikings, Bills-Eagles. All of them I would love to see as Super Bowl matchups. It's just the fallout you could expect from the fan bases that could get interesting. But I think they'll be great competitive games either
way. But that's a new wrinkle.
That is. It's a new one.
New little wrinkle in the fear bunker there. Thanks, Eric.
Yes. Yes. I'll hide. Go back and hide.
I'm going to go cry now. All right. But when we come back, speaking of crying, we're going to be reduced to tears with some of our predictions that we had earlier this season.
Yeah, geez, we might need Trombone Champ for that.
At some point, there might be a pick on each side of ours that is deemed worthy of some scorn.
Oh, I already know what one that's coming for me.
I know which one's coming for me, and we're going to get to all of them coming up next year. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, this is Sports Talk Saturday.